The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And I would gladly pay you Tuesday for the hamburger today.
Remember that? Wimpy! Oh, are we talking about the guy in the White House again? Oh no. 1 minute after the hour, 7 a.m. here on this Tuesday. Wow. Hey, thought I'd start out with just a little humor. Just a little. Okay. We got the big spring sale going on at the Power Mall, folks. 10% off site-wide with free shipping when you order more than $250. We've got the detox clay powder, the oxy powder, the vitamin B12, and the quercetin back in stock. Quercetin especially important if you're suffering from spring allergies. We have 6 bottles of acid reflux by Global Healing Center on closeout for 20% off. They expire in May. So you still can take them all by the time it happens. And just because it says they expire May 2023, it means you can probably use them for the next 2 years because most of these have a shelf life of 2 to 3 years. And you'll use them all up by then. So, you know, take advantage of the 20% off on that. Phil in Florida, again, is asking for us to lift Nicole M., the mother of young 2 boys with her own business here in Florida, serving the disabled in her community with the bone cancer. It is spreading. And, man, I wish she had a Rife machine and some other stuff there. I really do. I don't know. Something just told me to say that, but. It just seems like it's helping a lot of people. Dave from New York called up and said that it was, so it was helping him. That's a good thing. I'm so glad. You know, we got to pray for people that are afflicted. And part of the problem, we're seeing a lot of increase in cancers. I'm reading, you know, one story after another about that. And some of it, you know, you read it and it goes, wait a minute, that was last month's news. Well, you know, Zero Hedge was reporting it yesterday, and I'm just kind of like, all right, dead news. It's old news. It's old news unless you have cancer, right? Then it's not old news. It's a day after day struggle. And of course, everybody looks at the American Cancer Society and questions exactly how close are you to curing cancer? What is it you're doing, and why do you need all our money? You know, they have months for everything. It's Women's Health Month this month. So, you know, lift Nicole up in your prayers, if you would. We appreciate that. You know, God's watching over the situation. And, of course, for those of you that have prayer requests, you know where to go. Besides the Almighty. Go to thepowerhour.com, click on the community tab, and there's prayer requests. You just click that and fill out the form. If you're listening by TalkStreamLive.com or downloading the TalkStream Live app on your smartphone, you're helping us keep our rankings up. We're still in the Power 50. Rick Satellite Dish is still available for giveaway, but you need a letter explaining why you want to win it sent to P.O. Box 14921 Springfield, Missouri 65814 or emailed to support at thepowerhour.com. And Rick Kaler from ricksatelliteusa.com will pick a winner very soon. We're going to give away a system. This would be like 130-something systems we've given away here on the show. Wow. Those of you that want to call and talk to Jay or Linda today, you'll get a free Vitamir toothpaste when you donate $25. All right, so make sure you do that. Jay's supposed to join us on the show today, by the way. Janine, thank you so much for your donation through the website yesterday. We know you're out there, and we know you're listening, and, you know, we got to stay on the air. This week, John Halsman is going to be on Thursday. Don't know if you knew this or not. He works out of London. He is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. You're going to want to hear what he has to say. I'm going to ask him all sorts of interesting things, like who's going to win 2024. Are we going to have a black swan event? Oh, I'm going to ask, since he's a geopoliticist, I mean, he should know all the and have the answer to all these things, don't you think? I'm going to ask him some really tough questions, because I mean, they're supposed to be in the know. They're the big globalists out there. They know what's going on. They know whether we're all going to be under surveillance state this year, and whether or not, you know, all this little, whatever, 5G, 6G, all this other garbage in our head's going to get activated and our heads are going to blow up. He should know the answer, have the answer to all that stuff, don't you think? Since he's, you know, working with God himself up there, Klaus Schwab and the Schwab kebabs that think they're all that and we're nothing. That's what they think. You know where they're going, don't you? Yeah, I don't want to be judgmental here. Only God does the judging. But I think that, you know, he motivates her spirit and her spirit goes, yeah, we know where they're going. You know, because you shall know them by their fruits. And of course, if you are looking to review our show, that means you could take issue. Hey, I'm not going to get offended as long as it's constructive criticism. You go to the right hand side towards the bottom of the powerhour.com's front page. You'll see a form. You can leave us a review. And of course, if you're a first-time Power Mall shopper, we have a 10% off first, the number 10 at checkout to give you 10% off. Also applies to phone orders. If you do not have internet, that's, I understand. You don't like Uncle monitoring you. If you have internet, you might want to stay off of social media. It's surveillance state at its finest, folks. They're watching you. They're watching what you post. And everybody, including the politicians, is using it because apparently they don't have to worry about the consequences being where they are, as opposed to being where we are. We have to worry about the consequences. I'll tell you a little story about Keith Olbermann. Remember that? Total left-wing kook. Yeah, he's out there. He's out there. Oh, there's a story about him into this morning's news you're going to find rather interesting. Okay, let's see what else is going on here. Oh, we have a new partner, Prepper Beef. Freeze-dried beef. I have some. You should get some. It's veteran-owned. No mRNA in the meat. We have other partners out there as well. And if you go through our partners tab, please take 5 minutes to call or email us and let us know. If you don't have internet, you want to reach out to these people separately. You know, if you have a way to look up numbers. If you do have a smartphone, you should be able to look up all our partners. And you can, you know, surf the net on your smartphone. If you don't have internet, you still have internet on a smartphone. So, I don't know. Most of you do have access to internet somehow. But I know a lot of you may not be tech savvy, but that's okay. I won't hold it against you. The Power Mall newsletter and the Power Hour newsletter are available. If you just go to the newsletter tab on each of the respective websites, you'll be fine there. And of course, if you want to participate in the forum, you go to thepowerhour.com, click on the community tab and participate, sign up to be on the forum. And now, of course, do you live too close to a 3G, 4G, 5G, 6G, 10G cellular tower? If you go to thepowerhour.com and click the partners tab, you can download your free guide to electrosensitivity and get access to the 2024 EMF Hazard Summit, which is presented for free from April 11th through the 14th. We will have a guest on Friday to talk about that. Nick is going to be on with us on Friday to talk about what's going to go on at this summit. You want to listen to that, especially if you have EMF sensitivities. I know people who do. That's why they're calling me and telling me, hey, what can you do about this? The steel sips house? Can you help stop that? Well, a lot of it has to do with what you put in the steel sips house. You want to, we have Stetzer Electric. I mean, you've got different ways that you can control EMF if you're sensitive. The bigger problem is putting smart meters on your homes. That's the bigger problem. If they're already there, I can't help you. You know, you're going to have to call the electric company and tell them you don't want it there. The last construction job I did, the meter was on the pole away from the house. And I put a EMF shield over the front of the top of the meter, which of course sends all the EMF out the back. So you don't want to do that if it's on your house. Otherwise it'll send the EMF right through the walls in your home. And that's kind of self-defeating. Don't want to do that. Let's see. 10 minutes after the hour. And we move on to world snooze, world news. It's rather interesting, and you got to ask yourself why it is that this made the news. Because a Lebanese migrant apprehended near El Paso, Texas, reportedly has come out. I'm here. I'm a Hezbollah terrorist. Oh, my. Yeah. I'm with Hezbollah. Here's my calling card. Yep. He claimed to be headed to New York and said he wanted to make a bomb. Yep. He wanted to make a bomb. Why would you tell Border Patrol agents that? This is a 22-year-old Lebanese national named Basil Abadi. Abadi. It's Abadi. Yeah. He illegally entered the United States from Mexico near El Paso. I'm going to try to make a bomb. Abadi told Border Patrol agents when asked why he came to the U.S., according to an exclusive report by the New York Post. It's exclusive. He wants to make a bomb. You know, I got to say, okay, why did you come into the country and then announce to people what you wanted to do? You got moved to isolation, and the tactical terrorism response team was then called upon to come in and conduct an interview. Well, just how serious are you about building this bomb? Do you have a way to make it? Do you want the plans? We need somebody to come in and just kind of like create a false flag attack. Could you do that? You're 22 years old. How about just strapping on one of these bombs to yourself? You want a little cesium to go with it? Make a dirty bomb. You can blow yourself up and contaminate a 4-block area and scare the hell out of everybody. How about that? You know, we don't know what these guys are going to tell them. We don't know whether the government's in on it. I mean, they are in on it, obviously, because they're letting people like him across their border, right? But the news is he's there, and he came out and said, I want to build a bomb. I said, wow. What kind of a nutball would do that? You got to ask yourself that question, right? And, of course, then he admitted he trained with Hezbollah for 7 years and served as an active member for additional 4. His duties included guarding weapons locations. Well, whoop-de-ding-dang-do. Does that give you the knowledge on how to build a bomb? Yeah, I'll get it off the internet. Don't worry. Wow. During the first 4 months of fiscal year 24, which began in October 1 of that last year, nearly 60 migrants illegally entering the U.S. have been identified as being on the terror watch list. About 270 more were apprehended in the prior 2 fiscal years, shattering prior records. You see, they're coming here to do us harm. They're coming here to do us harm. We know that. We know that. So, aside from that, we'll get on to mass migration, driving the population of London to a record high economic disaster. The housing market and social services has been strained to capacity. They can't take anymore. 66,000 people moved to London in 2022. The numbers for 23 are not yet available. But the population has a new record of over 10.1 million, according to the Telegraph. That trend is likely to continue, and everybody is like, oh, I'm sorry. This migration situation is not helping. That's what's causing a problem. It's straining hospitals, health services, everything. It's doing it here, too. We're just, you know, we all understand it's happening. But until it's in your face, it really doesn't matter, does it? Now we're sitting in our own cushy little place with, you know, wondering about our toil and our next meal, just like Harold Rosenthal said before he was murdered on that Il Al flight. He let the cat out of the bag. That was Jacob Javits. Administrative assistant decided to open his mouth and give a magazine interview. When that leaked, his days were numbered. It's what happens when you let the cat out of the bag and you work for the government. Mike in Alaska, good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, long time no talk. Good morning, David, and good morning, Todd. Thanks for putting me on. A few things here I've been following. If you go to the International California Mining Journal, ICMJ.com, you can get you can order a free publication, a free magazine, and it's in its 93rd year. This is a mining journal that has been screaming out takeover from the Chinese for 50 years. They've been following Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer on their land grabs, along with Daryl Issa. Anyway, we have a national asset company that's going to take over public lands. So that means no longer they're going to just bypass the mining law of 1872. No longer will you be able to stake a claim, or, you know, a miner with a mining claim is the only person allowed to use federal land for a profit besides cattle ranching and timber. Anyway, This new national asset company is going to be run by BlackRock. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to build man camps on our federal land in wilderness areas. There's no more, forget the wilderness, forget environmentalism. It's all a farce. There's no such thing as environmentalism. It's called takeover, power takeover, land grab. And if you go to the Mining Journal, now check this out. They're also expanding. Biden is on a mad land grab right now. He's expanding the Joshua Tree National Park, Chuckawalla, sage-grouse protection. And they're also throwing down ACAs, areas of critical concern. If they think there's an endangered species, they will put an imaginary digital border on a map, topo map, take that land out, and call it an area of critical concern for future study. If you look on a map in California, almost all the land is gone. Between national parks, forest, landmarks, military ranges, electronic fighting ranges, like China Lake has an electronic warfare range. China Lake has a test center for infrared missiles and drones. And Kevin McCarthy took 25,000 acres out. He said one day, when I lived out in the desert, I was furious. I was fighting the solar mirrors. Anyway, he came in and he goes, you know what? The Navy's flying over this land. We might as well take it out for them. So instantly, Kevin McCarthy land grabbed 25,000 acres of prime Mojave Desert mining ground. The Rademacher Mining District, the last mining district ever discovered in America, never mind one of the richest zones in America, is now practically gone. So anyway, I want to tell you about that. And also, what happens? Oh, first, carbon cancellation. You guys can cancel out EMF. I did it on custom homes I did down in L.A. You paint carbon on your walls, and you hook it to a grounding bar, drive it in the ground, and you instantly have EMF cancellation. You put it on before you paint, and there's actually a membrane you lay down under your carpet, and it all hooks to a ground that runs invisibly behind your base molding, through your framing, down into the ground. Also, get rid of Romex. Go with flex only. Run your wires in flex tube or electrical metal, electrical metal tubing, and you will eliminate. Your rooms become so quiet, it is amazing.
It is. Well, Mike, I have a question. I'm looking at the IC.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm looking at ICMJ while I got your thought. Are there any other places besides California, any other states? Because I know in Arkansas, for example, people have found diamonds. Right. And so I'm just wondering, you know, where can you, I mean, are there places in the Midwest that have, you can stake a mining claim?
All of the Western United States on federal land is open for mineral entry, except for the exclusions like mineral, military ranges, the bases like Area 51. But all Western United States and Alaska, not Hawaii. Hawaii doesn't have federal land for lease, and salable minerals like bentonite. Brady and I are going to stake a bentonite claim, but that's a salable mineral, and you have to get a permit to sell the bulk amount. You have to, you know, there's a few things to do, especially in California is the worst place to mine. It takes 10 years to punch a hole in the ground.
But
it took Obama 6 months to run big D10 dozers with cable rippers, burying cable for the only shovel-ready project, the Digital 395 from Barstow to Bishop. Never finished. Still isn't finished. They took those trillions of dollars and gave it out to their cronies. But anyway, one more thing. What happens, Dave, when Biden pardons every federal criminal? He can't pardon state criminals, but he can pardon every federal criminal for anything they've done, and the state governors can pardon any state criminal for anything they've done. What happens if they do that if Trump wins? What's going to happen?
Yep, for sure.
Anyway, I've already talked enough. Anyway, go ahead, Dave.
No, I'm just looking at all these ads in here. Nevada Hard Rock Exploration Property for sale. Unpatented claim for sale. Elk Creek Nugget claim.
Fantastic.
I mean, but I'm telling you, this mining journal is something else. I appreciate you turning me on to that.
It's only for Western states.
That really blows me away because I really wanted to try to find some places in the Midwest that we could do the same thing with. We'll have to talk about that.
Yeah.
Email me your contact information through the support at thepowerhour.com so we can accomplish that.
We'll have
a conversation. Or I'll get your number from Brady.
Excellent.
I got his number.
Yeah, Brady will be calling in, I'm pretty sure. Him and I. He found gold yesterday. You wouldn't believe the gold he found.
Oh,
it's unbelievable. What?
Right.
This country is loaded. They've been trying to hide it from us, Dave. This country is loaded. Everybody go out and stake a claim.
There you go. Well, that's one way to help get you set up. Obviously, I appreciate your call, Mike. Thanks so much for that. It's always nice to get solutions from some of our callers out there. Moving on to U.S. news and politics here while we have a minute. The Supreme Court has extended that SB4. That's Texas's law that allows state police to arrest immigrants suspected of crossing the U.S.-Mexico border illegally. They have now extended that again, pending further order of the court. So they keep coming. The hits just keep on coming. You know, SB4 made it a state crime to cross the border outside legal ports of entry. Punishment for the Class B misdemeanors up to 6 months in jail. Repeat offenders could face second-degree felony charges up to 20 years in prison. Not going to happen right now. Thanks to Uncle Sam and Uncle Sam's Court. Reminds me of that song by the Grateful Dead, Uncle John's Band. This is Uncle Joe's Band. More like it. Supreme Court is also going to decide if the Biden administration illegally pressured social media censorship. They're having a hard time with that. State of Missouri and Louisiana sued Dr. Vivek Murthy. Yep, they sued him. Basically, they just said, yeah, hey, what are you guys doing? See, if the government can't censor, it's communicating with social media platforms to do the same thing. What the government can't do, they hire corporate and social media platforms to do their dirty work for them. And they got a big argument about that. Of course, Ketanji Brown Jackson, who doesn't know the definition of a woman, has to speak up and express her concern about hypothetical situations. Wow. You really trust what they're doing up there right now? Looks like Peter Navarro, who's been a guest on the show, looks like he's going to be going in today, surrendering himself to a jail cell in Florida in Club Fed. He's going to be down there for 4 months now, starting today. for failing to show up to the J6 committee. They subpoenaed him. He said, no, I'm not coming. Executive privilege. And they said, no. And they filed charges against him. 74-year-old Navarro, 2 counts of contempt to Congress. So, yep. Judge Amit Mehta sentenced him to 4 months in prison, 2 months less than prosecutors wanted. Ordered him to pay a fine of $9,500. Mehta said, you're not a victim. You're the you're not the object of political prosecution. These are circumstances of your own making. You didn't show up. Now, what was he supposed to do? I mean, the whole thing is now turning out to be a real shit show. And, of course, in the Fannie Willis case down there, Steve Sato, the attorney to former President Trump, filed a request yesterday for review of McAfee's decision to allow Fannie Willis to remain on the high-profile Georgia election case. All the co-defendants jumped all over that. They believe relevant case law requires complete dismissal or disqualification of her and her entire office. They all got in bed with the feds, is what they all say. Now we get on to Keith the Whack Job. Remember I told you at the beginning of the show what Keith Olbermann, he made the news again. Far left former cable news talking head Keith Olbermann opened his mouth again, appearing to endorse the assassination of former President Trump. You know, here's the thing. You take a shot at a former president, even if it's over the internet, over the microphone, whatever, and you threaten a president or intimate the word assassinate. You know, maybe the Secret Service needs to pay Keith a visit, do you think? The Biden-Harris headquarters post included a video of Trump on the campaign trail remarking that Trump says he's been treated worse than Abe Lincoln, who was assassinated, and Olbermann's response, there's always the hope. So this response on X drew a number of complaints and criticisms from you need Jesus to maybe the Secret Service needs to pay Keith a visit. Huh. That's funny how the left gets to open their mouth and make these comments. But if a right-sided, right-thinking person was to say that, oh, you'd be in leg irons. You and I both know that. And meanwhile, the Supreme Court has rejected an appeal from a January 6th defendant ousted from office. That was former New Mexico County Commissioner. Remember that? Cui Griffin, former Otero County, and the Cowboys for Trump founder. The only elected official to have been banned from office in connection with J6. He showed up. They went after him on Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. High Court's decision, you know, said we're not going to take up his case. Means that the lower court ruling handed down in 2022 is going to stand, and Mr. Griffin will never be allowed to run for state or local office again. That's how it works. Oh, by the way, and it also looks like former President Trump is not going to be able to post his $464 million bond in this fraud case in New York. Oh, I could just imagine right now Letitia James is going to go after Trump Tower. I'll bet you it's going to happen. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after these important messages from the Power Hour. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regarest while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regarest keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regarest in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regarest from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regarest, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dirty 24 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time where we are. Of course, now you look at your watch and it probably says something different. That's okay. Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour. So glad you could join us for this segment. Calls are always welcome to the show. You got news to report? You got solutions? You struck gold? You got something interesting? I'll talk to Brady about that in a minute. He's holding. I appreciate him doing that. I knew he would call in as soon as Mike did, right? That's kind of a standing joke. We know Mike and Brady work as a tag team on a lot of these shows out there, but you know, they're getting the word out. They're helping get the word out so people are aware and become more aware. Hey, Xiaopeng, he's the CEO of XPeng Motors, predicts a bloodbath against America's auto industry with the help of cheap China-made electric vehicles. Over the weekend, former President Trump was campaigning in Vandalia, Ohio, when he warned that without fierce new U.S. tariffs on China-made electric vehicles, the American auto industry will face a bloodbath for the country with jobs lost and industry offshored. He said, we're going to put 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars if I get elected. Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. It's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That's going to be the least of it. And, of course, Trump's remark mimic comments made by Xiaopeng in a letter to XPeng employees obtained by CNBC last month. Xiaopeng suggested a bloodbath is coming for the American auto industry this year. China seeks to deliver a brutal knockout round against its Western competitors, including the U.S., in the global EV market. According to Xiaopeng, here's the thing. We don't want electric vehicles. We're saying no to electric vehicles. What makes them think they can pull that off? Well, see, they're going to hurt the auto industry is what they're going to do. But the auto industry, if you're smart, you'll get away from the electric vehicles. In fact, Hertz's CEO just got the boot because of the fact he was pushing these electric vehicles. That's not a story we're reporting. I just happened to catch that headline and went, oh, interesting. This is what you get for pushing the wrong thing and costing the company millions of dollars. You don't deserve to be CEO when you make bad decisions. Another interesting thing, Tyson. Tastes like chicken. Yeah, you got to be kidding. Chobani too? Tyson Foods plans to hire 42,000 more, who? Additional migrants. That's right. Bloomberg is reporting Tyson is working with the nonprofit group Tent Partnership for Refugees. They're hiring people coming across the border. Tyson, you really want to buy Tyson food now? They employ 120,000 people, all of whom are required to be legally authorized to work in the country. Well, all they got to do is just make them that way. Biden will do that so Tyson can hire 42,000 more immigrants. Chobani also, you know, the yogurt maker. They have corporations in the meat packing and dairy industry. They profit from mass migration to the country. Vast majority arriving in the U.S. are low-skilled immigrants looking for low-wage jobs, and boy, they got them. You just keep eating that Chobani yogurt, all right? You see where we go. Hey, I'm just, you know, this is the news. This is what's happening. You know, Tyson Human Resources leader Garrett Dolan came right out on Fox Business and said, we would like to employ another 42,000 if we could find them. Fox Business reported the company is pushing back against the news and has accused Bloomberg article of misinformation. Really? Okay, fine. So, see, all of this AI out there, people making stuff up, AI making stuff up. Yeah, wait till we get to the science and technology category where they want to take Apple's making a deal with Google. They want Google to put Gemini AI in your iPhones. Oh, yeah, just wait till you go ask Siri a question, then see what happens. You know, and then she's got AI Gemini programmed in there. She's telling you, oh, I'm so sorry you're depressed. Why don't you go hang yourself? Well, I could just see that happening. Just a matter of time. Yeah, we'll talk about what happened in Hollywood here in a minute here. But Brady struck gold, Brady, did you? How much gold did you get?
We're doing good, Dave. I got not quite a bit, but I know where the spot is. And when you see gold in your pan, you're doing good. And yesterday was one of the biggest gold in my pan days that I've ever had.
Hmm. So did you get like an ounce?
Put it this way, it's less than an ounce, but I know where the spot is. That's the whole important part, because every time I go there, there's more and more to get.
Yep. There's gold in them, their heels.
Yep. All right.
So what else is most of the time, my buddy Mike there, Michael Green, he's the gold guy. So I'm the gem hunter. He's the gold guy. I'm better at finding rocks right on the ground that are shiny and I can just pick them up. It's a little bit harder to get the gold. I'm not as good at panning for it, but I definitely bought a couple metal detectors. But what I did find the other day, and I couldn't figure it out, it was a clear gem. And I kept looking it up for about 2 weeks on the internet trying to figure out what it was. And it ended up being clear water opal, a.k.a. kryptonite.
Water opal.
So I was like, right on, I found kryptonite. I never thought in my life that I'd find something that was on Superman. You know, that was kind of neat.
Okay. So, yeah, I could just see you out there. I panning for gold in your cape with the big S on the T-shirt. Yeah, I can see it now.
I go with the
Z. Oh, my gosh.
So I got a Z.
There you go.
But the other day I was walking out, and I go on top of the old volcanoes out here. That's where I find most of my fun stuff. And I was walking through the wash the other day, and I had the dog ahead of me, and we're making some good time, and we're walking, and all of a sudden, boom, this thing jumps up ahead in front of me. Well, here was a sleeping bull. I almost got run over by a sleeping bull, Dave.
Oh, great.
So that's the hazards of gold hunting. But like I said, what I found is on top of a volcano, one of the things where it pushed a seam right out the side of the mountain. And inside that seam, you got gems, gold, silver, you name it.
Wow. Sounds pretty neat. Well, you'll have to keep us appraised of your adventures, your ongoing adventures out there in the them thar heels.
Right on. I will do that, Dave. And one thing that happened yesterday, I don't know if you brought up, but how come Barack Obama was at 10 Downey Street yesterday visiting Rishi Sunak?
Yeah, how come?
You know, you got to wonder what's going on. Are there Macron and all these guys? Now they want to attach hydrogen bombs to the airplanes? Huh. How about we round up Macron and Rishi Sunak and Barack Obama and throw their asses right in jail? It's about time.
Yeah, I know. It's just, you know, we have to have World War III first. What can I say? You know, they're going to egg it on. They're going to egg on Putin to see if Putin will actually do what Dmitry Medvedev said he was going to do. And that's push the button, or that was Peskov. You know, they're one way or another, they're all going to fight over who's going to push the magic button. I'm sure that's what they're trying to egg them on, because they want... I don't know what these guys think, that they're going to be immune from radiation poisoning unless they're going to, you know, they've got something planned where the big deep underground bunker where they're not going to get affected by this. But, you know, I don't think they're really aware of and haven't studied what the half-life of radiation is, some of these things is.
Well, hopefully, like I said, Russia, you saw yesterday that 85% of the people love Vladimir Putin. Not like this country. You maybe got 5% in this country that like Biden, 5% or so. And the thing is, if they keep going into Russia like they're doing it and doing these incursions, again, they're using weapons from France. They're using weapons from the United States. And if you're in a country at war, if the person that's giving you weapons is bombing your ass, it's your time that's going to get nuked. And I think that's where we're at right now, because Vlad has had enough of this BS with these guys. They don't know how to run a war, Dave. They're absolute idiots, our military. And the biggest thing that I found that's absolutely crazy, we have our Green Beret in Japan training troops. Why in the heck is our Green Beret army over in Japan now training for war with China, and not a word in this country?
Yeah, why is that? Amazing.
Kind of funny, isn't it? Just like in Ukraine, since 2014, I told everybody for the last 2 years, we've had our troops in Ukraine since 2014. And Vicki Nuland, now that they canned her butt, isn't that kind of odd that she was canned?
They waited, they waited for her to retire, actually.
Where is she, Dave? I haven't seen her.
She might be over in Ukraine now that she's out of the loop.
She might be 6 feet under with her husband, which I'm hoping. Too bad. I don't like that lady. What an evil lady. She brought us into many wars. These horrible people that followed Vicki Nuland. You got your Jake Sullivan, Kirby. Yep. All them guys are. And the problem is, Dave, before I go there, the biggest problem, they're all dual Jews. Sorry to say it.
Wow. Okay. Dual. There you go.
Zionist Jews.
Now we're getting down to the truth here. All right. I get that. I used to get emails from a Klan in New Jersey all the time talking about ZOG. That's the acronym ZOG for Zionist Occupational Government. And I used to kind of scratch my head and go, okay, you know, there is a difference between my agent, who is Jewish, and he's a good guy. I like him. My attorney, my first attorney, who is Jewish, and I like him. He was really good. I could call him up any day of the week, and he would tell me whether I was pissing in the wind. And when I had that problem buying that lemon of a van that one time, he actually, when I called him up and I says, hey, I'm sitting across the desk from the manager of the auto place I got the van from, and he's sitting there trying to give me a hard time. And as soon as I put the attorney on the phone, my Jewish attorney made this guy's face turn red. So, you know, and they fixed my van for me at no charge. So that tells you, and see, people, and I don't know what it is, Brady, maybe you can explain it to me. You know, the big conversation I've always had that seems to offend these people is that Jews seem to know an awful lot about money and how to manage it and how to make it. And I'm like, okay, then what are you so pissed off about when I bring up the subject? You know, see, we can't even have a conversation about that. You're trying to tell them, look, you know how to manage money. Teach me what you know. And they get mad. And I'm like, dude, seriously? You know, Rothschild, Warburg. I mean, come on.
You're correct on that, Dave.
What can I say, Brady? I mean, I'm trying to have a logical conversation with these folks. And they don't. Some of them understand. Some of them understand where I'm coming from. Some of them don't.
Okay, one thing, Dave, before I leave. Again, when you're a Jew or something like that, like I said, there probably are good people that are Jews, but the Jewish religion under Zionist law is they are the Antichrist. They don't believe in Christ or the religion. Their religion.
They consider Jesus to be a prophet, not the Savior. I get it. That's the big difference, and we know, according to the Bible, where they stand in all of this. So with that, I'm going to bid you adieu so I can get on with the latest of our economic news. Good luck in the gold mining. You'll have to keep us updated on that. I hope you hit pay dirt and hit a big vein. Be interesting to know. Hollywood, they're in trouble. I'm talking about the Suits, not the TV show. You know, with Gabriel Macht and Patrick J. Adams and that evil witch. What's her face that hooked up with Prince Harry? Not talking about that. I'm talking about the Hollywood Suits, who are executives out there. Jobs are vanishing like crazy, according to a TV executive telling Deadline magazine. The situation is bordering on a worst case scenario. Hollywood executives have been hit hard in the past year as the major studios enacted deep budget cuts amid a perfect storm of economic chaos. That includes, are you ready for this? As you know, Americans continuing to cancel their cable TV subscriptions. Hold on. If you're watching in the camera, there's my little record player going, my heart bleeds for you. Oh, well, what do you expect when you put this woke garbage out there? Studios have slashed their head count. Walt Disney, Paramount, Warner Brothers Discovery, and Amazon MGM. Laid off Hollywood execs are using LinkedIn to bemoan their predicament, according to Deadline. an executive now who makes $500,000 in their last job would be willing to take $350,000 now. That's what the contraction's doing, one executive spouted off. Yeah, the lack of jobs is pushing salaries down in Hollywood now. Thanks to all of you out there who finally woke up and said, you know what? Screw this, Netflix. Netflix is showing porn now. Some Italian porn star, you know, and him fondling strippers in a club. And people are going, wait a minute, my kids got to watch this stuff. No, they're canceling their Netflix subscriptions. Wow. Amazing how that happens, isn't it? Kevin in Ohio, good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, looking at snow this morning. Kind of late.
Oh, you got to be kidding. I mean, I woke up to 28 degree temps and you got snow on the ground.
Yeah, it's just a little smattering, but man, it's been cold for several days. It's going to be cold for more days.
Wow.
Did you read you listen or read about that Katanja, whatever her name, Jackson?
Yeah, the one who doesn't know what a woman is. Yeah. Even though she is one.
Yeah, I mean it. Yeah, but this was it from Missouri or whatever, that case yesterday?
Yeah, Missouri, Louisiana. It's Murthy versus Missouri, yeah.
Yeah, and she's saying that it'll interrupt the government's ability to control speech. Did you hear that?
I reported on it this morning.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, she's questioning, Ketanji Brown, Jackson doesn't seem to understand, but as I said before, what the government can't accomplish on its own, it gets private industry to do.
Yeah, and I've been following that Security Exchange Commission's ruling about the natural area corporations, and I haven't been able to find out what their final ruling was that Mike talked about. And then, Wyoming representative that is fighting to stop that.
Hageman,
I haven't heard any more about
Harriet
that.
Harriet Hageman.
Yeah. And then lastly, you do know how copper wire was invented, right?
Go for it.
It was two Jews fighting over a penny.
Oh. Oh, my goodness. All right. Now, let me ask you about that SEC case. Is that the one SEC versus Jarchese, George R. Jarchese Jr. It was docketed March 9th. I just got the question presented is whether statutory provisions that empower the SEC to initiate and adjudicate administrative enforcement proceedings seeking civil penalties, whether it violates the Seventh Amendment, whether statutory provisions that authorize the SEC to choose to enforce the securities laws through an agency adjudication instead of filing a district court action violate the non-delegation doctrine, and whether Congress violated Article 2 by granting for-cause removal protection to administrative law judges in agencies whose heads enjoy for-cause removal protection. So I just got that in my inbox. You see, this is the heavy stuff. And I spent all weekend last weekend writing pleadings for federal court to recuse a federal judge. That's what I was doing all weekend.
That was convoluted, but it's about this natural areas corporation. Like Mike said, they can do anything. They can do anything on that land that they choose once they get a hold of it, claiming they'll do timber and so forth, manage cattle and grazing and things. But
and the SEC's involved in this how?
Well, they make the ruling on whether natural area corporations can exist, and they can, once they lock on that land, it's in perpetuity. So.
Yeah. Well, it was a struggle
really
to get that out, yeah. perpetuity. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Who was it? Oh, Biden was having a hard time pronouncing things yesterday. Even his wife was stumbling over. They weren't even competing with a teleprompter. And we all want to put them back in for another four more years. I don't think so. Oh, my God. What's this world coming to? Well, it's actually the country I'm more worried about. Appreciate your call, Kevin. I got some more information when we come back because we're coming up to the break. I want to talk about a couple of things in the health section. about how the government wants to monitor things, especially when it comes to Medicaid. And then let's see. Oh, the first over-the-counter birth control pill. The online sales began yesterday. Ooh. Boy, you talk about the right to life. Yeah. So what does this mean now? We have the over-the-counter birth control pill. The first over-the-counter birth control pill. Wow. Messages here from the Power Hour and the Power Mall. Power Mall, by the way, opens up in 5 minutes at 877-817-9829 for those of you who want to call up and get that order for $25 donation. Get your free vitamin or two. The toothpaste stuff is really good. I use it every day. We'll be back with these stories and more after these messages. Stay with me.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.